Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Angela. Who's joined?
Good evening.
Hi, Ms. Williams.
Yes, good evening.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And how are you?
Great, great.
Thank the Lord for that.
It's just the two of us so far.
Okay. Well, the other, hopefully we'll soon join.
Is the weather warmed up there yet?
Yes, it's
cold.
Today has been very nice. I think we got up to about 50, which is really good.
Well, that's good for you guys, but that's cold. Okay, we got some new callers. Hello, Loretta.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay,
good
you want
evening.
Me to start
Mr.
reading?
Mrs. Allen? I'm just doing it. Not yet. Mr. and Mrs.
Yes.
Allen? Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome. Okay. Okay. Loretta, you can start reading now while we're waiting on the other callers.
Okay, I'll be picking up in Genesis 44, 18 through 26 is what I'll be sharing with you today. I'll be reading out of the Living Bible, and it goes on to say, "Then Judah stepped forward and said, 'Oh, sir, let me say just this one word to you. Be patient with me for a moment, for I know you can doom me in an instant as though you were Pharaoh himself. Sir, you asked if we had a father or a brother, and we said, yes, we have a father, an old man and a child of his old age, a little one. And his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother's children, and his father loves him very much. And you said to us, bring him here so I can see him. But we said to you, sir, the lad cannot leave his father, for his father would die. But you told us, don't come back here unless your youngest brother is with you. So we returned to our father and told him what you had said. And when he said, go back again and buy us a little food, we replied, we can't unless you let our youngest brother go with us. Only then may we come. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we have some more callers joined. Welcome, Hubert. Welcome, Mom. Welcome, Pops. Welcome.
Right.
I think I see Auntie Dot.
Yes.
Welcome. And do we also have Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Alrighty. Okay, did I miss anyone? Alrighty. Well, let me just do a roll call, then I'll go ahead and bless the line. We have Mrs. Williams on the line. We have Loretta, Mrs. Allen, Reverend Allen, Mom and Pops, Hubert, Auntie Dot, and Auntie Betty. Okay, if you would please bow your head for the blessing of the line.
Mm.
Our Father, giving you honor and praise, the Nellis family seek your guidance to allow your words to impact each word, every member of this family, including those not present. We ask that you continue to surround us with angels in your presence as we gather and pray together. Do not allow those unwanted spirits to enter this circle of love. Know you provide the ultimate security. The warfare we are engaged in is not only from without, but also from within, inside the spirit. Therefore, we know that our best defense is to put in the armor of God, put on the armor of God, stand firm with the belt of truth, buckle down around your waist with the breastplate of righteousness in place, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay. Looks like we have another caller. Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Welcome. Welcome. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get with our program. I would like to ask, Mrs. Williams, would you be so kind to do Matthew 19, lead us in Matthew 19, 26?
Okay. And Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
with man this is impossible.
With man this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And praise the Lord.
Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams. Okay, so we'll go ahead and get started with our program and listen to all the good news that you all come to share. I'd like to start out with Reverend Allen. Would you like to share anything with us this evening?
Yes. I'm going from Romans 10th chapter, beginning at 9th verse through 17. Thou shalt confess with the mouth that the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, that shall be saved. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confess is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jews and the Greeks, for the same Lord is over all the rich unto them that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon him whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who have believed? Then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thank you.
Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Reverend Allen. Okay, Hubert, would you like to share anything with us this evening?
Yes, hold on just a minute, please. Okay, I'll be coming with you all. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be coming out of Romans chapter 8. Therefore, there is no condemnation of them which are in Christ, your none and one, Jesus, Yahshua, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life is in the Messiah, Yahshua, have made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. And I don't have my glasses on, so I'm going to cut that short, and I'm going to say grace and peace to all you all. Shalom, shalom, and wadidah.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that, Hubert. Okay. Pops, how about you? Would you like to share anything this evening?
Like, how do you say that though?
I said pop.
Oh, okay. I thought you said pop.
Yeah, we got it now. Okay, I'm going to read a little bit from Brother James to a chapter. The subject, unfold your tongue.
And I will be
reading out the NIV. Oh, yeah. Not many are you shall presume to be teachers, my brother, because you know that we who teach will be judged most strictly. We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouth of horses to make them obey us, we can tune the whole animal. Take sheep as an example. Although they are so large, not driven by a strong wind, they are steered by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot wants to go. And verse 5, get that. Verse 5 in the NIV, likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boast. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, set the whole course of her life on fire. And it is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man. But no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praises and my brother, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brother, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. And the writer for that, James, was saying, what cannot be is the act of praising God and then turning around and cussing our brother and sister who we made in the image of God. The tune was, he is used in praising the Lord and accidentally speaking profanity. James pointed out we have great perspective. The hypocrites are determined. We have the answer to speak ill of God, most treasure creation. The one who he made in his own image. And we were talking about the tongue. Man can tame anything and everything except the tongue. Man can tame all kind of animals in the sea. Mm-hmm. Eating out a little old him or dry great big ship. If you go where you want to go, you put a bit in a horse mouth and you can tune the whole body. Mm-hmm. But that tongue is a deadly poison. It has different death in it. And it can set you on fire. They're like a small spark that set a forest on fire. That tongue can do the same thing. And the only way to control that tongue is through Jesus Christ. He's the only one can help control it. You can't, man can't tame it, but God can help you control that tongue. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Wow.
Sharing, Pops. Okay, Mrs. Williams.
Okay, I would like to share from St. Luke's Gospel, 9th chapter, and a portion from 10. It says, when Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He told them, take nothing for your journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave town. If the people do not welcome you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave that town as a testimony against them. So they set out and went from village to village, preaching the gospel and healing people everywhere. And going over to Luke 10, it says that the disciples came back to Jesus. They were happy over the fact that they had heal the sick and cast out demons. But Jesus said, do not rejoice in this. He said, because I beheld Satan fall from heaven like lightning. But what we are to rejoice in is the fact that our names are written in the Lamb Book of Life. Okay. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams. All right. Loretta, would you like to share with us this evening?
Yes. I will come from the Daily Bread. The title is No Simple Recipe. Just follow a few easy steps and then enjoy a happy life. Wouldn't it be nice if life was like that? Mm-hmm. But life is not so simple. We live in a fallen world, and there is no easy recipe to follow that will ensure a life free of pain, loss, injustice, or suffering. In the midst of life pain, we need the personal care of the Savior who live in this world and experience the same struggle we face, out of Hebrews 4:15. He encourages us, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Christ, who died to give us life, is completely sufficient to carry us through our heartaches and dark experiences. He has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Jesus knows there is no simple recipe to prevent the heartaches of life. So he entered into them with us. We will trust him with our tears and grief. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Hey, Auntie Dot, would you like to share with us this evening?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, we got an echo. Let's see.
How about you, Auntie Beth?
Yes, I'm going to share with you from Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the ruler of darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and have done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your girdle girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet swathed with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench your all fury dot of weakness, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and wanting thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterer may be given unto me, that I may be open my mouth boldly and make known the mystery of the gospel, of which I am an ambassador in bond, and therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Beth. I think I will go next, and I'm reading out of Psalms 18, 5, and 6. And the title of my article is When Friends Hurt Us. This poem of praise was composed in the midst of very trying times. Once again, David had become the object of Saul's uncontrollable rage, for Saul, in his bouts of paranoia, mistakenly suspected that David was laying the foundation for a revolt against his own royal position. So close did David come to death that the sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. The most lamentable type of suffering is that inflicted upon us by somebody else. Those occasions when another makes us the victim of his temper tantrums, when we have done absolutely nothing to provoke the attack, we expect and can live with abuse from pagans. We feel the pain keenly. However, if the source is another believer, how foolish David would have been had he said, in my distress, I took the matter into my own hands. No, rather, he said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord. We have no other option when caught in our distressing situations. Otherwise, we compound the suffering, and he answers our cries for help. So cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteousness to be moved. Psalms 55:22. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Mrs. Allen, would you like to share anything this evening?
Yes. I'd be coming from Romans, the 6th chapter, starting at the 12th verse. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it and it lusts. You should obey it and do not present your members as an instrument of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourself to God as being alive from the dead, and your members instrument of righteousness to God, for sin shall not have dominion over you. You are not in the law, but under grace. Where there shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace, certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey you, there one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death, obedient leading to righteousness. But God be thankful that through you was slave of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart, that from doctrine of which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of wickedness of your flesh, that just as you present your members as slaves of uncleanness and lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mrs. Allen. Okay, Auntie Carrie?
Yes, Psalm 15, a Psalm of David. Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain? The one who walks is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speak the truth from their heart, who tongue utter no slander, who does no wrong to a neighbor, and cast no slur on other, who despise a foul person, but honor those who fear the Lord, who keep an oath even when it hurts, and does not change their mind, who lend money to the poor without interest, who does not accept a bribe against the innocent, whosoever does these things will not be shaken. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Carrie. Mother, would you like to share anything with us this evening?
Yes, I want to read devotion reading out of 1 Samuel 3:1-21, and it says, it is God speaking. The ability to listen and hear is a wonderful talent, possessed by altogether too few people. Samson developed such a talent very early in his life. He listened to God as God repeatedly called him. He didn't go back to sleep, but persisted until he identified God's voice. Then he responded in humility, "Speak, for your servant is listening." In many different ways, God speaks to us now as in the past. Perhaps we have some idea of dreaming that will not let us go. And when something will not let go, we ought to listen and hear. We have a gift. It is God speaking. We have an opportunity. It is God speaking. We have a dream. It is God speaking. We have a vision. It is God speaking. We have a challenge. It is God speaking. Even if we have a handicap, perhaps it is God speaking so that we can turn adversity into advantage. When we hear and listen to God, his word will bear fruit in our lives as they did in Samuel. 1 Samuel 3:19 suggests that this outcome. The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his word fall to the ground. As a prophet of God, Samuel became a channel of God's communication and blessing to others. We may need help, as Samuel was helped by Elijah, to give us direction so we can listen and hear. When we really listen and hear, we experience what I call the cohesive insight moment. This is the moment when we acquire artistic understanding and receive the capability to respond. The more we respond to God, the more he continued to reveal himself to us as he did to Samuel. God's word about Eli was different for Samuel to convert, but his obedience opened a floodgate of communication between God and himself. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word. The prayer said, "Dear Lord, I pray that I may hear, listen, and respond when you speak." Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. Hey. Well, that concludes our first round, so let's go ahead and move over to our next agenda item, Sick and Shut-In. And
okay, if everyone would bow their head. Okay, thank you. If everyone would bow their head for the Sick and Shut-In prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to heal Miss Wanda, Uncle Champ, Vicki Hussman, Jessica Smith, Rochelle Bessler, DeMarcus, Sedaria, LaTanya, Walter Moody, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Eddie Tipman, Mary Ann, Jermaine, Quentin, Malachi, Carlos and the Wells family, Tony, Mary Lowe, Ruth Edwards, Angela Burns, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, the Rossiter family, Miss Allen, Mr. Harold, myself, Loretta, Jerry and Terry, Uncle Dave, Jordan and the Rako family, Auntie Betty, Evelyn Holloway, Earlene Parker, Michael and Denise Moody, Tally, Miss Walters and family, Calvin Avery, the Adams family, Lenny and family, the Norris family, Valerie Crockett, Cheryl, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Dear Father, we ask that you heal them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Cover them in the blood, for there is power in the blood. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay, well, let's take a round of our birthday for this week. This would be February 23rd through March 3rd. Any birthdays? Show I have Taylor on the 24th.
Who?
Taylor.
Who did you say?
Sorry, let me correct that, please. It's the 22nd, which was yesterday. Taylor.
22nd. Oh,
Taylor's birthday.
Yeah. Okay, Taylor.
Okay.
All righty. Any other birthdays?
Do y'all have Christopher Dimon? He had a birthday Friday.
Yes, we did.
Okay, thanks.
Miss Ellen, would you like to give us the honor to sing the happy birthday song this week?
Who?
Miss Allen? Miss Allen?
You can pass me. I can't.
Okay, no problem. Okay. I see Dot, would you like to do this birthday song this week?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you. And God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's nice. Okay. Now in our agenda, it's time for either praises, testimonies, songs, or poems. And I would like to start with Mrs. Williams.
I would like to share from God's Little Devotional Bible. The title of this is What's the Rush? Taken from Proverbs 10:5, he who gathers in summer is a wise son. He who sleeps in harvest is a son who causes shame. It says an old legend recounts how Satan once called three of his top aides so that they could make plans about how to stop the effective outreach of a particular group of Christians. One of the aides by the name of Rancor proposed, "We should convince them that there is no God." Satan sneered at Rancor and replied, "That would never work. They know there's a God." Bitterness then spoke up, "We'll convince them that God does not really care about right or wrong." Satan thought about the idea for a few minutes, but then rejected it. "Too many know that God cares," he finally said. Malice then proposed his idea. "We'll let them go on thinking there is a God and that he cares about right and wrong. We will keep whispering that there's no hurry. There's no hurry. There's no hurry." Satan howled with delight. The plan was adopted, and Malice was promoted to an even higher position in Satan's malevolent hierarchy. Who can tell how many souls have been lost, alive, solely wounded, because someone has succumbed to what we call procrastination? Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, Loretta.
Yes, I would like to share a poem. The title is called Casting My Cares. Lord, I continually set before you my requests and all my needs. With thanksgiving I come unto you. My concerns I'm burdened to thee. I wait for your intervention, Lord, in quietness of soul and mind, and worship at your footstool, leaving my cares behind. And Lord, I express my thanks for you, for all you are to me. I thank you, Lord, that I matter to you, though at times I cannot see. Because of the circumstances in life, the things that I go through, I find my eyes are on the storm when they should be looking to you. So help me, Lord, each precious day, no matter what life brings me, to carry on with hope and faith and to rest in you with peace. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Loretta. Okay. Mrs. Allen, do you have anything else to share this evening?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be reading a little out from Psalm 51, starting at the first verse. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your love kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercy. Block out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part, you will make me to know wisdom. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams. I mean, Mrs. Allen. I'm sorry. Okay. Reverend Allen, do you have anything else to share this evening?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, how about you, Mom?
Yes, I'm going to attempt to say, because he lives.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Okay. God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He come to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon, and empty grace is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth living. Just because he lives, how sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives, but great the fear, the calm assurance the child can face uncertain days, because he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives, all fear is gone, because I know he holds a future, and life is worth living just because he lives. And then one day I cross the river. I fight like feeling world war and pain. And then our deaths give way to victory. I see the light of glory. I know he lives, because he lives. I can face tomorrow, because he lives. All fear is gone, because I know he holds a future, and life is worth living just because he lives. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for that, Mother. All right, Pops, are you going to top that?
No, I'm not. I think I'm going to Marie.
Okay.
I want to do my song over again when I get a little more practice on it. So I talked to last Sunday, but I want to try singing that kind.
Amen.
Okay.
Okay, my subject is never fight half-heartedly. A divided country falls. A divided house deteriorates. A divided mind becomes powerless. Your battle deserves your full attention. Winning is authorized God to promote you. Satan is dead serious about destroying you. Mm-hmm. It is high time you become serious about winning. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do it with thy might. And harden your mind. You must make your mind your servant. You must tell it what to do, what to think about, and what to meditate upon. Boss it. Some believe that your heart is actually your subconscious mind, where you store your thoughts. So fill your mental warehouse with the word of God. What happened in your mind is likely to happen in your future. Meditate on it, specific scripture today that unlock your faith in God. And the word is, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report. If that be any virtue, and if that be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4:8. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Gilbert, would you like to say any last words?
Yes, yes, y'all might hear a little background. I'm going to sing a song right quick, okay?
Okay.
Can y'all
Amen.
Hear me? Okay, it'll be a little background.
Yes, we can.
Okay. If you got God in your life, tell me what more should you need? When you have God in your life, there's nothing more you should need. I went to the valley to pray. There's no good that I said all day, 'cause I have God in my life. There's nothing more that I need. I stepped in the water was cold. Chills got body, but not got soul. That because I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I should need. May the bless Allah, brother.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Hubert.
Oh.
All righty. Auntie Dot, would you like to have any last words?
I'm going to play a little short poem by Natalie Perkins.
Okay.
Well,
Amen.
Look, I'm lost again. Okay, God, I'm going to head and I am on ahead and get off the driver's seat now. You seem to know where we are going. I humbly submit to your plan. In Amen. Your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God. Okay. Auntie Betty?
Yeah, I just like to say I'm back. Thanks the Lord, I'm back.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
I thank everyone for the call, the love.
Welcome you back.
Uh-huh. While I'm sick, I miss you guys. I'm feeling better now.
Amen.
Not out of the woods, but thank God that I'm where I am today.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
All righty. Thank you for sharing. Okay. Auntie Carrie?
Yes. Yes, from John 14:1, I have a little reading to do. Do not let your heart be troubled. Have faith in God and in me. Wherever betide you, God is always beside you. So let not your heart be troubled, nor your mind be filled with fear. For you have God reassurance that he always very near. And no prayer goes unanswered, and no one walk alone. And if we trust the Savior, we are never on our own. I shall trust in you, the Master Weaver. You are in charge of my fabric of life. You have already selected the thread and the color. Now help me with my pattern. Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. And that moves us into our agenda item 4, the Serenity Prayer. Mother, would you lead us in a serenity prayer?
Okay. God grant me.
God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept.
Serenity to accept.
The thing that I cannot change.
The thing that I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The courage to change.
The thing that I can change.
The things that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. All righty. Loretta, you can go ahead with the prayer.
Okay, the closing prayer is Psalms 23. If everyone would bow their head, I'll be reading out of the Living Bible. And it goes on to say, because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He let me rest in the meadow grass and leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. He helps me do what honors him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I would not be afraid, for he are close beside me, guarding and guiding me all the way. He provides delicious food for me in the presence of my enemies. He has welcomed me as your guest, blessings overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my life, and afterwards I will live with you forever in your home. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Before I say the closing prayer, do anyone have anything else they would like to share? Say. Okay.
Amen.
I'll go ahead with the closing. First of all, I just want to thank everyone for being here and participating. So let's bow our heads for a prayer. Jesus Christ is worthy of our praise and adoration. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever. The answer was, is, and ever shall be Jesus. He alone is worthy of glory and honor and praise. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Brother helping brother, sister helping sister, God helping us to help each other see him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise
God.
Amen.
Good
night, everyone.
Have a blessed week.
We love you. Bye. Good night.
Bye.
Good night, everyone. Love you.
Love you. Love you.